The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, today is the last day for our presidential hopefuls to make their case to the public as to why they should be in the Aras. But what do the kids think? Well, our reporter Henry McKean paid a visit to the South City Community National School in Dublin.
The kids from South City CNS Dublin talk about the presidential election.
I think it's pretty interesting to vote for people and see who's going to win and what they do.
What pet would you have in the Aras?
A killer shark.
You'd have a killer shark. You'd have to build like a big sort of swimming pool or a huge aqua centre for it.
Yeah, but I'll be the president, so I'll have like millions of euro.
What sort of pet would you like to have if you were president?
Any pet.
Any pet?
A cat.
You'd like a cat?
Yeah.
What colour cat?
Black cat.
And believe it or not, Catherine Connolly has two black cats already.
That's cool.
A cat, because they're cool and they're fast. They don't annoy people when they wake up.
I'll definitely have a dog.
I'd have a bat.
You would have a bat, a pet bat in the Aras.
Like, I'd have like 10 of those.
10 bats?
Yeah.
And what would you call the bats? What names would you give them?
Gerald the giraffe.
And you'd have a giraffe as well?
Yes.
I would have a baby pet seal because it's kind of in my name and I really like seals.
I would have a dog.
What sort of animal would you have? What pet would you have if you were the president of Ireland?
A monkey.
You'd have a monkey?
Yeah.
And what would you call the monkey?
Bob.
So you would have monkey Bob. And would Bob live in the Aras or would you have him outside in a special monkey habitat beside the zoo?
A monkey habitat.
A donkey.
You'd have a donkey?
I'd have a billion Frenchies.
French bulldogs?
Yeah.
A billion of them?
Yeah.
So all the land around the Phoenix Park would be full of French bulldogs?
Yeah.
If you were president of Ireland, what would you do?
I would try to get as many people off the streets as I could.
I would try to get people off the streets and make more houses for the people.
I would get more people off the street, more houses and way less homework. And school would start at 10 a.m. so you'd get more sleep.
So if you were president of Ireland, you would start school at 10 a.m. so you'd get more sleep?
More sleep, and then you can have more time to get ready. And then more schools for more education.
So if I was president, I'd probably make, like, all the hotels, well, not all, most of the hotels, like, actual homes. Because, like, there's so much construction, I'm like, oh, these might be houses. No, they're hotels. There's not that many tourists in Ireland. Well, there are, but not that many.
More houses for people, more food for Lou.
If you were president, what would you do?
Personally, I'd make things in the shops a lot cheaper because some things are very expensive and not a lot of people can afford, like, just even necessities like toilet paper or food or drinks.
Well, I would try and fix the inflation problems, and I would also try and get as many people off the streets as I could.
Would you do anything else if you were president?
I'd try, like, make some homeless shelters since there's way too many people on the streets in Dublin, which makes tourists not want to come here.
If you were president, what would you do?
I would definitely set the tax rate to 25% and definitely give people some free homes and shelters.
What would you do as president?
Someone else said this and I completely agree on it. Lower the prices on food because everybody needs food and I don't think food should be expensive at all because everybody needs it.
The kids discuss election posters.
They get more people to look and see, like, what are their options. And they just want to be, like, well-known for the options because, like, they had no posters. The only way are people going to know if they watch telly.
What do you think of the posters?
I mean, they're posters, but one thing for sure, I don't think Mother Nature likes them because I've seen many posters, like, on the floor and in the river and whatever.
So you don't think they're good for the environment?
I mean, they're, like, not environmentally friendly.
Like, it's good so that, like, their name can get around and, like,
instead of having to watch the telly. But like, I also don't think they're very environment friendly, because I nearly got a bang with them the other day.
You nearly got a bang from one of them? Did it fall?
No, because like, they were hanging them up, and he like must have, like, I don't know, slipped it and it fell. But like, they're still like good. I think it'll help them a lot. Just,
I think the posters are very good, because if you don't watch telly as much as some people do, obviously if you're driving or walking, you'll see the posters and you'll have more of an idea of who to vote for.
The posters aren't very environmentally friendly, but they try and get as many people to vote as they can, so they can try and get the most democracy as they can.
Love those environmentally conscious, housing crisis conscious, grocery inflation conscious children. And I think my favourite child is the one who wants to bring the monkey right into Áras an Uachtaráin. He's getting my vote. Henry McKean there chatting to the kids in South City CNS in Dublin. Thank you for that lovely report.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.